Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to this Monday edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in a new contributor article tied to Rare Disease Day, Billy Amsel of FaceStar highlights how Bayesian trial designs are emerging as a practical alternative to traditional randomized controlled trials in small populations. With new draft guidance from the FDA, these approaches are gaining regulatory momentum by enabling more flexible designs that incorporate prior data and reduce sample size constraints. Up next, in the fifth and final part of his recent video interview, Jonathan Andrus, co-CEO of Creo, outlined key priorities for 2026, emphasizing the need to design source systems alongside downstream environments and strengthen governance across the data lifecycle. He also pointed to growing use of AI to automate elements of study design and workflow configuration, helping teams improve efficiency while reducing site burden. And finally, in an interview with our sister publication, PharmTech, Elizabeth Gardner of Tivard Biosciences explained that rare disease research continues to face scientific and financial challenges, but also offers critical insights into broader drug discovery. Approaches that can target multiple diseases tied to shared genetic mechanisms may help expand impact while improving the long-term viability of development programs. And that's all for today's edition of the ACT Brief. Join us tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.